Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 19 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show with your life about WordPress. I'm Adam Silver, the host, co-host with my buddy here, my other co-host, on the, I guess, whatever. His name is Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
Hey. There you go.
Thanks, pal. It's exciting to be here with you on episode 19 of this great show.
19, yes. Good times. I'm looking forward to this episode for many, many reasons.
You know, the last time we recorded, you made a prediction. You went out on a limb and you said, by the time you're listening to this, listeners, I'm going to be back from WordCamp Orange County, and it was a great time. That's a pretty bold statement. And who would have thought? Who would have thought we'd be where we are now?
Right, right. Well, should we answer that now, or should we answer that in the question that was sent in because of it?
We can talk about that later, but suffice it to say that your prediction was poorly founded.
I mean, it was a good time for many people. I'll just leave it at that. Okay. How about that? Is that good enough?
That's good enough for now.
Okay. All right. So what else? What's new in your world, in your life?
Shoot. My world has been pretty busy and fun lately. I'm going to be playing guitar tonight with some friends and working on the house and keeping busy with work. I don't know. It's a regular week for me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Nice.
How about you?
We're winding down the school year here on the West Coast. Kids have another week of school left, which is weird because literally all three of my kids get Chromebooks from school, but they took all the Chromebooks back, and then my son got homework assigned. So we have no textbooks, no Chromebooks. How can he do homework? It was weird last night in this place. It was just odd. And then this weekend is actually coming up as Father's Day. So happy Father's Day, Dad. You know, just want to put that out there. So
right,
we're going to have brunch with him on Sunday when we record the day. By the time you hear this, I think it's like a week later. We're actually a little ahead schedule at the moment, which is good. You know, I'm okay saying that. I'm honest. I'm transparent that way. And I'm kind of busy. I'm catching up on things, catching my breath, so to speak, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. What else? That's it, really. It's super nice weather. And I just did book. I'm going to be traveling next a week, whatever it is. Whenever you hear this, I've already been back, I'm sure. I'm flying out to see you at WordCamp Kent.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. And it's we're about, maybe this past week, 1 year. Do you remember what we were doing together 1 year ago?
No, I don't.
Buddy. We're here together at WordCamp Northeast Ohio.
Oh, right on. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're about to suit up, put on our ties and slick back our hair and have a political debate in front of an audience at WordCamp.
Wow. And who won the debate? I mean, I know it was me, but who do you think is going to win the debate?
I am pretty confident that I'm going to pull out a victory here.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think you're going to be wrong, but I'll talk to you again in the future about this.
Yes, you will.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was a good memory. So, yeah, like I said, I won. I'm fairly confident I won that debate about we did freelancers versus employment, and I'm a freelancer, and you're employed. Loser.
I persuaded myself. So I think that's a victory. I at least convinced one person in attendance there to choose employment.
And there you go. And was that person that hired you also in attendance?
No.
Okay, just checking. That would have been weird. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So that was a good time, though. That we was had fun time. Last year.
Yeah. So by the time this show comes out, actually, I will have we'll have already been done with WordCamp Kent, and I'm sure it was a good time. I hope I don't jinx it again.
You idiot.
Oh man.
Bad idea.
Terrible idea. All right. So what else? Let's move on. News and updates. Anything you want to talk about? News and updates from the show notes there?
Oh man. In recent episodes I've been bad about finding news, but it seems like this has been a busy news week.
Right.
I got more items to talk about than we probably have time. Let's start with people moving on.
Yeah, that was a big one. Matt Medeiros from the
Matt was Shocking.
Matt Report. He started an agency, Slocum Studios. He has the Matt Report podcast. He has a plugin, premium plugin, a couple plugins, I think, but a page builder, yep. One of the first ones called Conductor.
He Slocum is, Themes Slocum was themes. A popular theme store.
Right. So he is now moving over, left the agency, and he's doing sales for Pagely, the web hosting company.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. I did not either. I've interviewed Matt on my show and been listening to his show for years. He's one of the longest running WordPress business podcasters around. And that was a surprising move.
It was. Yeah. I think someone told me recently that he actually has a background in sales. Like his family was in car sales. So maybe he enjoys that aspect of it. I think he's good at it. I didn't know this actually. So people always thought I would be good in sales because I'm a speaker and I like to talk and I friend people easily. I like to consider myself not in sales, but in, what did I say earlier on the phone to Scott? I think I said solutions provider.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's a fancy word for sales. Marketing.
Right.
So that was interesting. Right. What else? What other news updates do you have?
Well, actually, a couple other people moved. Well, it became official recently that Jeff King, formerly of GoDaddy, is now on the board of directors at Liquid Web.
Right.
Whoa. That was pretty big news.
With our friend Chris Lemma.
Yes. And also...
Well, Chris works at Liquid Web. He's not on the board. He's an employee.
Liquid Web has been snatching people up because, as we talked about in a recent episode, Andrew Norcross went there as well.
That's right.
And so did Steve Grunwell, formerly of 10Up. They are not messing around.
Yeah, apparently they do like $100 million in sales for hosting a year. They're big numbers. I mean, I could be making this up, but I'm pretty sure that's what I read online somewhere. So I don't think it's made up. I didn't make it up. If I read it and it was made up, I'm sorry. It could be fake news. I don't know.
They're a big, big company. You know, I interviewed there a long, long time ago.
Really?
Because they're based in Lansing, which is, half an hour from me. And long ago when I was very inexperienced and I barely knew web development, was not qualified for the job.
So 8 months ago.
Right. I went in for an interview at Liquid Web and got to go through their awesome facility.
Yeah.
And I would have liked it at the time, but I was not qualified.
Also, AJ Morris is there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he's been there for a little while.
Yeah, he left Headway.
Yeah,
that's how I know AJ way back when. That's how long I've known him.
Right.
Wow, this is crazy. Yeah. But it's just it's good for them. I mean, good for them.
And Joe Casabona stepped away from Crowd Favor.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't put that in the show notes. You put that in the notes there in the doc, please.
So in our predictions episode a few months back, towards the beginning of this year, I made a bold prediction about the number of people who would make surprising moves. Basically, we're at that number now. So nobody make any changes for the rest of this year.
Rest of the year. Halfway to go. We're done with the predictions, right? So, yeah. Awesome. Cool. Yeah. Also, last thing I want to say about the news was, I guess there's been some conversations recently online, and Chris Lemma has been one of the people speaking about it, about the shift in the WordPress space from for freelancers, if you will, low-priced clients versus agencies versus the man in the middle for pricing-wise. And I think the big take on it is, if you are in the middle for pricing, you need to offer more value in some capacity. Otherwise, you are just competing against Wix, Weebly, and Squarespace. That's my take on what I've read about and seen. I was talking to one of my members of my meetup. That's what his takeaway was as well. And I always agree with that. I mean, if you compete on price, if you're going for the lowest common denominator, you're becoming Walmart. And I don't want to be that. Nobody wants to be that. You know, if you can get the higher price clients, five figures and up, the agency level type of work, great. But that sales cycle is much longer, right?
Right.
So, nothing. Is it shifting? Yeah, I think it's inevitable. Change is inevitable. In any technology, especially within technology, even more so. Mm-hmm. WordPress is 14 years old now, so we have the realization that things are going to shift. And if you can't accept that, then start driving for Uber.
Oh, geez.
Low blow. I don't know.
Yeah, or start working for United.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that was my take on it. I don't see the shift as a bad thing. I really don't. I think, like anything else here, I give the example of this. Back in the day when I was doing mostly photography work, people came in photography all the time. They're like, oh, it's so easy to make money. Go do a wedding and I make $3,000. No, it takes time to build that relationship. It takes time to get that reputation that you're a good photographer and have skills. It takes time to find the work. You know, so people jumped in all the time. Cost of cameras came down by, 75%. You know, my camera equipment used to be $10,000-$15,000 for my setup, for one rig, you know, for one setup and video as well. And then it came down to under $1,000 for a prosumer level DSLR. Doesn't mean you're a good photographer. Doesn't mean you can go make money. And they realize that, okay, I can do a wedding for $500, but all the work that goes into it, they end up making $7 an hour. So as many people came in, just as many people left month in, month out. It takes time. So the shift in WordPress also is inevitable. People think, oh, it's so easy to build a web page. Yeah, go get work. You know, go see how long it takes you to build it. That's just my take on it, you know.
Yeah,
you have to know what you're doing
yourself.
Yeah, and WordPress has been known for democratizing publishing, DIY, right? Do it yourself. That's great, but what's the added value then? So, anyway, we can rant on this forever. I don't want to. I want to get to the questions. Unless you have anything else to say about news and updates.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say yeah. Okay. To your rant.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Also mentioned that there was a couple other things that I had in my notes, but I'll just share one that's kind of cool.
Please.
Today is a pretty significant day for WordPress core software for contributors. You may not have been following track tickets recently. I don't know.
Nope.
But there's a pretty big one that is getting committed that has a lot of developers and contributors exciting. Basically, WordPress core is being run through a coding standards script to update all PHP throughout the entire code base to comply with WordPress's current code standards. That's a big deal. There's been a lot of issues in the past and a lot of developer gripes about the fact that throughout the immense code base that is WordPress, there are tons of discrepancies between the code and the standards which WordPress touts and recommends for new contributions. So it's all this legacy stuff that was submitted, patches that were submitted that didn't meet the standards but were still committed or were committed before the standards existed. So there's tons of code that did not match the coding standards. And when I say coding standards, I'm talking to like things like spacing and indentation and the formatting of, you know, whether you use curly braces here or there or ending your for each loops and stuff and using commas in arrays. WordPress has defined standards for that code, and now it's going to all comply.
Nice.
After today.
So you'll put a link in the show notes on that one?
I can do so, yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's interesting. Very cool. You lost me at track. I tuned out at track ticket. I'm kidding. It's interesting stuff. It is. It's cool. All right. Hey, Kyle, what you wearing? What you drinking?
What am I wearing? Hey, right now I've got on a gray t-shirt from a company called We Devs. It's a t-shirt that I really like because it fits me really well. And I got it, I don't know where I got it, probably at WordCamp US a couple of years ago. And it's got like little binary symbols and PHP code on it. It's kind of a developer-y, nerdy shirt.
So it suits you well. You wear it well, too. You look good in it.
Thanks.
What are you drinking?
I'm sipping on a Town Club Honolulu Blue cream soda made with pure cane sugar.
Huh. Okay. So, nice. That's good. Awesome. I am actually wearing a WeWork t-shirt. It says, love what you do. Or do what you do what you love, which I do. And I'm actually drinking from a ServerPress squishy mug cuppy thing. Like they had one of the WordCamps. It's one of those little squishy mugs. But I'm drinking water, cold water with Magnesium Calm, raspberry flavored.
Oh,
it's necessary for reasons.
Were you needing a lot? Are you feeling a lot of tension today?
Every day since last Friday, literally a week ago Friday. Yeah. So,
boy. You poor, poor guy.
Yeah. So Magnesium Calm, it's supposed to be good for me. It's supposed to help my system, help my system. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. You'll leave a link in the show notes. I'm sure.
Yeah. So, hey, hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's right. It's questions time. That's right. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them for the most part. Sorry about that extra loud there. That was weird. And now it's time to give you some options. It's questions time, everybody. Here we go. All right. First question. Kyle, you want to ask that one?
Yeah, I do. The first question comes to us from Mr. Andy Fragan, and he wants to know...
It's not really an option here, but yes, we'll do the we can here.
Yeah, Andy Fragan is great, and he had concern. Mm-hmm. He wants to ask simply, can Adam take a deep breath yet?
Oh, that's funny stuff right there, that is. So I guess we'll answer the looming question, why can't Adam take deep breaths? Or what are the options? How does Adam take deep breaths? I mean, I don't know how to answer this, but short answer is, yes, I can take a deep breath. It hurts like no one else's business. It hurts worse when I sneeze, hiccup, or burp. I'm going to be honest about it. And the reason for that is I was at a pre-WordCamp event, not WordCamp sanctioned, for Orange County. And I was go-karting, and someone crashed into me doing about 45 miles an hour. And I was slammed up against a barrier wall, and I have two broken ribs, three collapsed lungs, one... No, I'm kidding. I can't have three lungs. I have a small crack in the rib and a torn ligament off of a bone, that came off the bone on my right lower back, number 9 or 10, I believe, of the rib cage. Painful, to say no less. And Andy is actually a doctor. He's an ER surgeon. He was from Palm Springs, good friend. And he said, yeah, you got to go to the ER for that, buddy. So I didn't go. Of course, I fought him on it. I fought him. I fought my wife for a couple of days. And after finally I went in and got the x-rays. And yeah, deep breaths are hard and they hurt. But today has been a week. Actually, right now, not quite. We're almost at a full week since the accident. And I'm finally upright about as of Thursday, Friday. So it took about 5 days to kind of get my wind back and to be able to sleep through the night without excruciating pain. But I have a few months ahead of me. I have about 3 months of just taking it easy with the back and not lifting things. So,
and the sad part is you missed WordCamp Orange County your speaking gig.
Yeah, I was extremely bummed. I really wanted to go, and I was going to get up, and I thought my talk was at 1 o'clock. I was obviously discombobulated, so they called me. I mean, I talked to Steve Zangit, you know, and they totally understood. They had a backup in place. Roy Savon spoke in my place. And it's just a matter of, you know, I woke up at 9, thought I was at 1, I was going to get dressed, go, you know, I bought a new shirt for camp, et cetera, you know, and my wife's like, not a chance. And it's a good call. I probably was probably better off not going because, yeah, it happens, right?
Right. So, it's unfortunate.
It was. And I didn't even go Sunday. I was bummed. I mean, I saw all these photos and stuff on Twitter, and I really missed being there, and people were sad on my behalf, and everyone tweeted me and sent me messages. So I appreciate everyone who listens to the show. Thank you for reaching out. I'm alive. I'll be fine. And ironically enough, I did the same injury on the left side of my back 25 years ago playing volleyball in college, and took over a year to heal because I was an idiot. I kept playing on it. I took some medicine, felt great 2 weeks, went back out, re-injured it. Did like 4 times. I wasn't so smart back then.
You didn't learn your lesson.
I did not. This time, at my age now, 25 years later, 20 years later? 20? Yeah, about that. Anyway, I'm smarter now, so I will take it easy. I feel good at the moment, but I'm not going out. I'm not running. I'm not I'm not taking the dog for a walk that we're still fostering. And yeah, take it easy. So, yes, Andy, I can breathe. Thanks for the question. I don't have any other options for you. The option of not breathing would be a one-man show. Kyle would have 2 one-man shows.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Well, I had something more just to add to the question, inspired by the question.
Okay.
And this is probably my worst contribution to the show ever. Okay. But here we go. Here we go.
Driving in slow motion in this WordCamp racing game. If I crash this car, I'll be the only one to blame. And turning round the corner, I try to pass you inside. Driving in slow motion, I collide with you and say, and take my breath away. And take my breath away.
that, as you said, that might be one of the worst ones, the way answers you've ever contributed. I'm going to agree with you. Yeah. And it does hurt for me to laugh or cry or sneeze. Yeah.
So that was I promised you I would try to be as unfunny as possible today.
I don't know if that can you. I'll let that go. That's a softball. I'm gonna let that one go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was giving it to you.
Yeah. No, I don't want to be that mean. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Take my breath away. Yeah. Didn't see that coming. did not see that coming. Thank God. All right. I'm gonna ask you a question now. So this one's sent in by Sarah Dunn via Twitter. Hey guys. When considering bringing in a new partner, freelancer, in on a client, project, how would you first vet them?
Get them drunk.
Nice.
Pretty simple. There's nothing complicated here. All I got to do, loosen things up a little bit. That'll do the trick, and you'll get to know them much better. Or you could dig through their trash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a few options. My options are... a little different. Mine are, you know, you can move in with them for, let's say, up to 3 months. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. That's a good way to vet them. Have them move in with you for up to ooh, 3 months. Ooh, ooh, and it works better that way. If they move in with you, then they pay rent.
Okay, they could.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would also suggest possibly looking at their Netflix viewing habits.
Ooh, yeah.
Because if it's just wrong, it's wrong. If it's not a good fit, it's not a good fit.
Right, right.
And if they don't want to share their profile with you, also, that's a red flag.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to be careful about that. If they're watching nothing but just like old Adam Sandler movies or something.
Right, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And lastly, you know, if you have a chance when you're in their house and they're not around, check the organization skills of their pots and pans area. I find that really, that's insightful.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably want to drive with them too in a busy city. Say we're going to go on a road trip. We're going to drive through Pittsburgh and Chicago and Los Angeles and just see what their attitude is under that pressure.
Yeah, definitely. Or my other answer would be, another option might be, Sarah, would be talk to others who they've worked with. You know, most people in our space these days, graphic designers, copywriters, WordPress developers, we all have some sort of digital footprint. People have opinions of everybody, right? And try to find someone you trust, and if they've worked with them, and ask. That's the one way, you know, get references. And that would be one
reputation
way. Reputation is key. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be cautious on this. Don't take just one person's word for something, because everyone's interaction with people can be different. So my interaction with, let's say, a developer named Joel could be, you know, terrible. Because. But, you know, Joel could be great for somebody else. Maybe it just wasn't a good fit for me with that on that specific job. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I had reputation marked down as well as something worthy of a consideration. Another thing that if this is, you know, you want to bet them, you want to see, are they ready for the big time? Going in front of my clients, because then it's your reputation on the line. Then if they screw up, you're the one who burns. So... consider first-time freelancers contracting with them for low-impact, non-critical projects. In particular, some of my favorites are getting someone to contribute to an internal project. So everybody has internal projects. You've got your own agency site to maintain. So whoever is contributing in some way, if they're a designer, maybe some sort of advertisement or illustration for an article you're writing, or some rebranding effort relating to your company. If they're a developer, contributing to bugs that are on your site or on products that you maintain, or a copywriter, you know, writing a blog post for your blog or some documentation, or making some video that you can use, things like that. Internal projects are a great way to vet a new contractor. Then you can use their content if it's great. Get them familiar with your setup and your process and your team, and then make sure that you're comfortable putting them in front of a client.
That's great. That's amazing and really insightful advice. Terrible song, great advice.
Jeez.
Good balance today. Okay. All right. I think we're good there. Third and final question.
All right, Adam.
Yeah.
This comes to us from an anonymous person?
No, actually, his name is Mike from my meetup.
Oh, this comes from Mike. All right, Mike. I like Mike.
Yeah.
He says, hi. I am looking for a low-cost ticketing system. Any suggestions? I am part of a group. We have 4 events during the year. Eventbrite takes too much money out of the $20 ticket price, etc.
Okay.
What do you say?
All right. Well, I believe that the best option here to make it really inexpensive would be email and post-it notes and the United States Postal Service. You know, you have an email form. Someone says, I want to buy a ticket. You email back. Is it okay? They send you a check via the mail, and you mail back a post-it note that you wrote out, ticket number one of 100, let's say. There's 100 tickets. I did ask Mike this. They sell about 100 tickets to each event. So that way you've spent a total of maybe, what's the stamp, 44 cents? So 88 cents. Not bad.
Sure.
Not bad.
That is hilarious because it's almost exactly the same as what my answer was. So it means it must be a good answer.
I think so.
I was suggesting saving the time scribbling out post-it notes and going to Office Depot and buying a roll of those little raffle tickets.
But that's a bigger investment.
I know, but think of the time that it'll save you. It's pretty affordable to buy a roll of those. You're not writing out. What if you make a mistake and you scribble out two post-it notes with the same number? It could be catastrophic.
It's true. Okay. All right. So, maybe a merging of the two ideas. So email, USPS, but using those raffle ticket type of things.
Right.
Okay.
Drop it in an envelope and mail it after they fill out your contact form, obviously with their mailing address.
Right. Oh, they should send you a self-addressed stamped envelope. So now you're only out 44 cents.
Right. With the check.
Right.
That's how they pay.
Right. Perfect. Problem solved. Mic drop.
Oh, man.
I wish I had a sound effect for mic drop.
It's so easy. No credit card processing.
Nothing. Okay. But if you want another option, Mike, that might make more sense because it's an online type of industry that you're dealing with, or the fact that you want to make things easier, you could go with obviously any of the bookings type of software services, but you want to save the money. So I would suggest possibly looking into Gravity Forms and Stripe. And I know in speaking to him, and I have a little bit more insight than you on this one, Kyle, that they will just do there's going to be no physical ticket to print out or worry about. They'll just have the name on a list, split the list A through M, N through Z, have them check in like at will call type of thing. That's how they'll be checked in and let them into the event. So Gravity Form, Stripe, they will still lose a little bit of percentage of that. I think it was at 2.9% plus 30 cents of the tickets being $20. So you're not going to lose a whole lot,
Right.
I think you lose like 88 cents, literally, per transaction. So again, same price point, a little easier and, manageable that way.
Sure.
So
yeah,
that would be my recommendation.
That's not a bad recommendation.
Thanks.
Because I think there are a lot of cool WordPress solutions that relate. So if someone's at your meetup, I presume maybe they're using WordPress in some capacity.
They are.
So using a plugin like the events calendar or something like that could potentially work. The thing I like about some of those is even if you put functionality aside, they're just fundamentally designed for this use case. And even though yours is a little unique, a small number of events per year, maybe you don't need a calendar on your site that shows what's going on every single weekend. Still, your admin experience and the customer's purchasing experience is designed for this. So all the language that is used, all the prompts, the fields to fill out, the emails that are sent and received, they all have language that makes sense. It's not saying that you're purchasing a product, it's not or a membership or thank you for your submission after you submit it. It's saying this is a ticket for an event and you've bought your ticket and now you've received your ticket and your email and things. Everything is just set up for this use case.
But you could do that in Gravity Forms.
You could do that.
You don't need the calendar aspect. You can do it. You can have a calendar by Timely for the listing of events. You can then link that to buy the ticket here to like a Stripe payment, whatever. And then you're right, in the follow-up email that could be this is proof of payment. Instead of thanks for your submission, thank you for your submission, but your receipt is proof of payment. Bring that in when you come. You can template that as well. It's just
you can make that work.
You can. And work. My question is for you then on the calendar plugin. Which one was that?
Well, I'm a big fan of the one by
Modern Tribe.
Modern Tribe.
Okay,
it's called the Events Calendar.
Is it free?
Mm-hmm. There are paid add-ons and there's a pro version.
Okay.
But it is free, and it's one of the most popular plugins in the WordPress directory.
Right. So that's the key, is like, what's the add-on cost versus, there's going to be a cost. We did a little search on this as well. I did after work, after work camp, after the meetup. You know, Gravity Forms, for him to use Stripe is going to be $200 to have the Stripe ad on it. But you can get the discount. There's like a, there's always a discount code out there. So we got it down to like $150. So the question would be is, what's, is it the same price point?
Mm-hmm.
Is it $150 or less with the,
I mean,
with
in
the,
that case, I'd probably use Easy Digital Downloads.
Why?
You can, first of all, you could use Easy Digital Downloads.
Okay.
Create four different products.
Okay.
Those are your four different events.
Okay.
They can each contain the description of the event and any pertinent information. You can even have variations if you want to have different variations on your purchase for like the quantity or a VIP ticket or something to the event if anything applies. And all of that is free. If you want to use Stripe, it is $89 for, ooh, a single site license for a Stripe extension.
Okay.
For Easy Digital Downloads, and then you'll be off to the races. There are other extensions that could apply if you decide to really kind of make this experience more sophisticated.
Could you, this is interesting to me, could you limit the quantity of tickets sold with EDD?
There's another extension. It is called Purchase Limit.
Okay.
Designed for it, because this is not core functionality of, right, Easy Digital Downloads. The plugin is designed to sell something digital, which wouldn't have a limit.
Right.
But there are some cases where someone does want to limit the number of people who can purchase a digital product, or they are using this tool to sell a physical product which has inventory.
Right.
In which case, they use a purchase limit extension.
Gotcha. Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah. So there you go. I think those are some great ideas. I didn't know about the idea about EDD. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Good idea. Not bad.
Easy Digital Downloads is the best. I don't particularly like, honestly, the phrasing of the question saying, what is a low-cost solution? What about maybe asking for one that actually works reliably, or,
yeah,
one that's easy to manage, or one that's easy for people to buy tickets so I sell more, when your first primary concern is just, I want the cheapest one? Well, it just, don't expect something that is awesome and doesn't have quirks.
Right. Of course. I mean, that's always the case. That's a trade-off. You know, was it free, easy, or fast? Pick two. You know, no. Cheap, easy,
right,
or cheap, easy, or quick. Yeah, you got to pick two, right? One of those words. Or pick, I don't know. There's a quote there somewhere. I forgot.
Quality instead of easy.
Right. Quality. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I think that answers the question. I think we did a really good job there. I like that one.
Oh, we did so good.
I think so. I'm going to give you props on that one.
I'm going to give you double props.
Wow, sweet. All right. All right. I think on that, we are good.
I guess. flew by.
It did. It was good. It was nice. We're right on time. So go ahead and wrap us up there, Mr. Kyle.
If you enjoyed this show, there will be more, probably. And if you want to see us in person, date,
well, by the time this comes out the week after that event,
but I will say that if it goes well,
you'll see us again in the future. Yes, we will.
You will see us again at future events doing live episodes of Get Options. And if you'd like us to come to your event, your meetup or WordCamp, well, get in touch with us and we'll see what's possible.
Right. And if you can sponsor, you know, part of travel, all the better.
All the better. Or this show, for that matter.
Yeah.
That's available. We don't talk about that very much.
Sponsor and or leave a review on iTunes. That'd be great.
Oh, my goodness. We never ask for that.
No, I just did. Why not? Yeah. I mean, I'm not like begging. Please.
It would be not so bad. If you're a loyal listener to the show, you know, we would be really grateful.
We would be. Really. All right. Wrap it up.
All right. Send us your questions. We really, really want your questions. So email them to us, questions@getoptionspodcast.com, or go to our website, fill out our contact form, or leave a voicemail, which we'll play on a future episode. You can find the SpeakPipe feature on every page of the site. We would love to answer your questions on the show. So you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer and Adam at
Hey Adam Silver. And I'm also over at kitchensinkwp.com.
You always pitch two things.
Well, it's in the show notes every day. I mean, it's right there. It's in my notes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next week. Bye-bye.